The biggest thing here is to trust your gut. I think that in content in particular in marketing, we do a lot of measuring, we talk about metrics, but there's something to be said for the instinct that you feel like deep in your bones, deep in your gut, when you know something isn't up to snuff, or you know, it's not cutting it, or it's just not sitting right with you from an ethical standpoint. Like, trust your gut. Your gut knows, you know? So listen to your gut, because I think if we follow our gut, I think we'll all end up with slightly better marketing.
The smartest marketers from all walks of life, in every industry, talking about the latest trends, opportunities, and challenges. Insights from marketing executives at organizations like National Geographic, IBM, and the Baltimore Ravens. And tips from business authors and experts known around the world. Ways to improve your community's marketing, starting now, right here on the Marketing Smarts Podcast.
Well, Marketing Smarts listeners, do you have a prove it mentality? Are you building content or have a content strategy that builds trust? You might be thinking yes, you might be thinking maybe, or you might be thinking no. Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today in this Marketing Smarts episode, why B2B marketers need to prove it with a trust-building content strategy with my friend, Melanie Diesel. We're going to talk about what keeps her up at night pertaining to content strategy and trust and you, the B2B marketer. We're going to talk about what exactly is the term prove it, what does she mean, and the who, what, why, where, some hurdles, some potholes, what does success look like, and some words of wisdom along the way. Melanie Diesel is a keynote speaker, author, award-winning branded content creator, and the author of The Content Fuel Framework, How to Generate Unlimited Story Ideas, and Prove It, Exactly How Modern Marketers Earn Trust. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about today. Melanie is also the co-founder of The Convoy and GroupUp's B2B marketplace that helps small businesses save money so they can invest more in themselves and their communities. Melanie was the founder of StoryFuel and spent her days giving keynotes and leading workshops that teach marketers, creators, and companies of all sizes how to create better content. Melanie was the first editor of branded content at the New York Times, a founding member of Huffington Post's brand storytelling team, and served as director of creative strategy for Time Inc. Now, that's some names we all know, probably like and trust, just like we know, like and trust Melanie. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and hear from a word from our sponsor and then get into the good stuff. Tactical sessions, inspirational keynotes, off-the-clock antics, and let's not forget about immeasurable connections. What am I talking about? The B2B Forum, of course. For more than 15 years, the B2B Forum has been the conference where today's leading B2B marketers gather for insights, networking, and laughs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too early to plan for success. Join us in 2023 in October for inspiration from B2B marketing experts, and I mean those marketers who walk the walk and know how to talk the talk in a way that you can understand. Get access to real-world actionable insights on the tactics and tools that work today and strategies that stand the test of time. When you say, well, on October 4th, you can join us for the B2B Forum full-day workshop for all access attendees. And on the 5th and 6th, well, spectacular conference shenanigans. That's right. If you head over to the B2B Forum website right now, you can sign up to join us October 4th through the 6th for some amazing education. And guess what? I'll see you next year at the B2B Forum. That's right. I'll be there. Will you? All right, Marketing Smarts listeners, I am, of course, excited for today's festivities. I might even say shenanigans. And my guest is the first who has the privilege of being the second time guest while I have been actually hosting this podcast. That's right. Last year, you got a chance to hear from Melanie Diesel, and now you're going to hear from her again because there is just some more good stuff that we actually need to talk about. Some things that I think B2B marketers, that's you, ladies and gentlemen, should be adding to the things that you're doing on a daily. But let's start where we usually start. Melanie, what keeps you up at night around the topic of trust building content strategy and marketers proving or not proving it, whatever for them the it is?
That is such a good question, because lots of things. I think I said the same thing last time. There's lots of things that keep me up at night, not least of all my toddler. But when it comes to, proving it, I think the biggest thing for me is I think there's a lot of marketers that are still operating under this like old school mentality that our audience will just believe anything we say because we said it. And that breaks my heart, because all the data shows that the vast majority, like we're talking like 80-90%, like don't believe anything they hear, because there's just so much trickery out there, you know? So it breaks my heart that there's so many good products, good companies, great marketers, personal brands that are just not aware of the fact that they need to be bringing more evidence to the content they're creating, that they're missing out because they're just not aware that our audience doesn't trust us anymore.
It's funny because my brain goes in a totally different direction than it once would. And it's not so much that they don't just trust us. A lot of people are getting to the point where they just might not trust anything. Was it a balloon? Was it a UFO? Is the planet flat? Is it round? Like, there's so many shenanigans happening on the internet that they're like, and you want me to believe that you have the best purple widget for XYZ? You better prove it. Now, here's the thing. I want to level set, because you wrote a book about prove it. So when we use the term moving forward for the rest of this podcast and we say prove it, what exactly do we mean?
Really what this means is you got to do more than just say it, right? Because as we were just talking about, you know, historically, you could just kind of claim anything you wanted about your brand. And for the most part, people assumed you were telling the truth. So when we say prove it, what we're saying is the audience won't believe your words alone. You need to bring more to that. So that might be evidence, that might be examples, case studies, and we can talk about all the different things that proof could be, but it's basically our way of saying you can't just claim things without backing it up. You really need to not only create that proof, but put it forth.
And I think there's a lot to think in just that little statement. This is what we mean, because when I ask, like, what is something, and we get the definition, hopefully Marketing Smarts listeners, your brains go to, well, how does what I just heard impact my content creation, my daily life, my workflow? Like, what can I change or tweak along the way? Stay tuned, because we're going to find all those things out as we move forward. Now, here's the thing. I just literally said, you wrote the book about it. So tell me a little bit more. And when I say me, I mean the Marketing Smarts listeners as well. Give me kind of the who, what, why, where of the book. Like, why was this on your heart? Why did you give birth to it? Like, who do you hope gets a hold of it? Like, give us that whole piece of why this is even in the universe.
Yeah. So my first book, which I talked about last time, was all about how to come up with content ideas, right? So what I discovered is that the natural next question for folks was, okay, now I have these 20, 50, 1,000 ideas. How do I decide which ones are most important? How do I decide which ones I need to start with? Like, which should I prioritize? And to me, this is where my first book came from too. It's like, if I know something instinctively, it really bothers me that I don't know how to articulate it. So for me, Prove It was breaking down and saying, okay, well, when I'm choosing what content needs to be prioritized, like, what are the things that I'm looking at? What are the, you know, the things that I'm measuring or weighing against each other? And it comes down to, what does your audience need to believe about you most in order to move down the funnel, right? In order to continue that relationship, to come back, whatever that goal is, what is it that they need to believe about you? And the content we prioritize, that we put out, that we put effort and resources behind, needs to be the content that proves that thing, right? What's that one thing that they need to be understanding? And usually there's more, but if we're talking priority, what's the thing they most need to believe? And so in a lot of cases, you know, it's that you're convenient, like you said, you know, that you're the best purple widget for XYZ, but a lot of folks I found didn't actually know. Like, I hadn't thought about it in those terms of, what does my audience need to believe about me most? What am I claiming that I need to back up? And so Prove It was kind of putting together that formula to say, when you're trying to make those priorities, when you're trying to build your case with your audience that you're somebody they should do business with, here are the types of claims you might be making, and here's the types of content that work well to back up those types of claims.
There's so much good in there. First of all, belief is a real thing, and it's real powerful. And the fact that you tied that to the claims that you're going to make, and being able to actually back that up is highly, highly important. I also like that you teased out a formula. We might talk a little bit about that as we move forward. But here's the thing. What should B2B marketers, the Marketing Smarts listeners, consider when using a trust-building content strategy to prove it for their company? Like, are there just like fundamentally, maybe it's a little bit of that formula, by the way, fundamentally XYZ ABC 1, 2, 3.
So the first thing to think about before we even get too deep into this is that this prove it thing we're talking about here is more like a mindset than a certain tactic. So like many things in marketing, doing it one time and hoping that it has lasting change is probably not the way to go. So we want to kind of take this this prove it mindset and sprinkle it across all the things that we're doing. So that question to be asking yourself is, how can we be showing this and not just saying it, right? Because there's lots of things that we say regardless of the platform, whether it's your sales material, whether it's, you know, what's on your website, whether it's your in-store signage, like it doesn't matter where it is, we are saying so many things and we are backing up so few of them. So that's kind of the mindset you want to take, like across the board. Have that question, like throw it on a post-it note, whatever you got to do to be asking, how can we show this instead of just saying it? That's what you want to kind of sprinkle across the board. But the thing to keep in mind really is that question we were just talking about, which is, how do you understand what are the things we actually need to back up? Because if you are selling with convenience as your main differentiator, then those types of convenience claims, that it's fast, that it's easy, that it integrates with lots of things, like you gotta back those up because that's where the stakes are highest for you. If you're selling, you know, your competence, your experience, your legacy, I mean, then those are the claims that really, like, those are the linchpins. Those are the things that need to be backed up if you want to build that relationship and have your audience believe you. So it's that combination of taking this mindset and applying it across the board, but putting particular focus on those claims that are most important to building that relationship of trust with your audience.
Man, I got to tell you, one of the things that I hope marketers listening to this would, if there's a thread thus far, there might be more threads, by the way, that they'll want to pull along the way. But if there's a thread that you would want to pull and dive deeper into, this idea of selling out of value and legacy instead of selling out of convenience and ease, there's just something there that I think will get marketers and businesses to magic places.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Beautiful. So we take time, Melanie. Well, at least I found in my life, Marketing Smarts listeners, you can let me know by using the hashtag MPB2B if this is true for you. But I found that I make time for what is important. And so I like to address that question when we get on the podcast. So why is proving it? And if you could see me, I'd use quotes. I don't think it needs air quotes. But why is proving it, a proving it strategy, maybe I might even say,
yeah,
in your content, an important mindset? Now, notice I'm adding strategy and mindset to this question, ladies and gentlemen, for B2B. Actually, let me start over so that you guys can really hear this again. I need you to embrace what I'm about to ask and what Melanie is about to say. Why is a proving it strategy in your content an important mindset for B2B marketers and the businesses they work at?
Because it has never been more difficult to win the trust of consumers, hands down. If we look at the historical data of how consumer skepticism has risen, of, you know, likelihood of trusting businesses, like, trust is down, skepticism is way up. Like, these folks, I know it sounds bleak, but they don't believe anything we say. And so if we are relying on this, like, we say we're the best and I hope they believe us, that's not going to work. It's not going to continue to work. And it's certainly not going to work if that's a new strategy you're adopting. So we need to absolutely at every point be saying, our audience won't believe it if we say this, so how do we show it? You have to go that extra mile. It's just the only way to differentiate yourself. And, you know, the example I like to push people to is, think of late night infomercials. And I know this is cheesy. Bear with me. I'm not recommending late night infomercials. But anytime you see a late night infomercial, they never just say it. They never just tell you that it's 5 times stronger, that it absorbs 3 times more water, that it cooks 8 times faster. They show you. They give you the side-by-side, the split screen showing the 2 different products so you can see with your own eyes that one works better, absorbs more, is stronger, whatever the case may be. That's kind of how you want it to be. If you are asking people to go out on a limb, to spend their money, to engage with you long-term, you need to show that you are worth it and not just say it, because anyone can say it, and I guarantee you they are.
Are you looking for great curated content specific to you, the B2B marketer? Want to have fun while also learning valuable information to help you succeed on a daily basis? Then you're in luck. Look no further. This week's Marketing Smarts podcast is brought to you by the Marketing Smarts live show. That's right. You can join us live every Monday where we shine the spotlight on you, the community members, share fresh B2B news, several top-notch curated articles to help you be a better marketer, and of course, have tons of fun along the way. If you want even more B2B marketing education with the ability to ask questions and engage with the rest of the audience, tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Marketing Smarts live show. You won't regret the additional B2B learning you'll be adding to your life. Now, let's get back to this episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I have always wanted to cut a boat in half and use a product to see if I could actually make it float again. That might be one of my favorite late night commercials.
Was that Flex Seal?
Flexi Seal or something like that. That stuff always amazes the crap out of me. I'm like 90% no way, 90% heck yeah, let me try it. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. What people should be trying is to prove it and to have trust-building content. That's why we're here today, not for these shenanigans that we're pulling off right now. So here's the thing. They're listening to this, and they're like, I would agree. Like, I don't trust people as much. I definitely don't trust businesses as much. I wish that they would actually show me the proof in the pudding. So now the listeners are like, okay, we need to start doing this. How can marketers get started with the shift? The hardest part is getting started. The hardest part is the change.
Yeah.
So how can they get started with the shift to trust building content and a prove it first mentality in their organizations?
So I would say that the first challenge is probably for many of us is getting the rest of our team, the rest of our organization on board with this mindset. And so the way to do that is to just ask the question that I've been posing here that we've been talking about, which is in any situation, someone's proposing a campaign, they're submitting a piece of content, look for that opportunity to say, I'm glad we're saying this. Is there a way we could prove it? I'm glad we're saying this. Is there a way we could back it up? I'm glad we're saying this. Is there a case study we could throw in here to really drive this point home? Start asking that question because it's very difficult to argue with that logic, right? You're agreeing that this is a good point and you want to help make it stronger, right? So by asking that question, whether it's, you know, a comment when you're editing an article or giving feedback on a piece of content, or it's in the brainstorm conversation as you're talking about, you know, a new campaign initiative, asking that question, you can start to help other folks think that way, to adopt that mindset of, okay, we could say it, but it would be much stronger if we brought some proof to back it up. And so I think that's kind of a great first step to just start sprinkling that into your conversations, into your strategic conversations, into your, you know, your editing and feedback process, just to kind of get everybody on board. So I think that's probably like step number one to start the shift internally.
I love this so much because part of my brain, as I listen to, you know, professionals like you, thought leaders in the space, the advocates of change, if you will, I start to listen to these like little nuggets of information. And you started to rattle off like, well, show it, like case studies, this, the other thing. Part of what I also like to do is connect the dots. And my brain, as soon as you said case studies, went to, man, somehow make it collaborative content, either showing another piece of content, getting a quote from somebody else, which then, Melanie, that shot my brain to an episode that we did with Andy Crestodina about collaborative content. And Marketing Smarts listeners, if you have not checked out that episode right after this one, go listen to that and think how you can pair what was said there with what we're talking about here today. So here's the thing. What's funny about a lot of these episodes that we do is we get some, you know, feedback from people. Well, that's not for me. Mm. Or, oh, that was great. I'm down with it. Who is this for? Is this an all businesses, all marketers conversation? Or is this something else? We've got to draw the line in the sand. We've got to let the people know. So let's let them know.
I mean, this is going to sound probably like a cop-out answer, but bear with me. I think this is for everyone and for everything. Because if you have kids, you know that you can't just give a rule and expect them to listen. You've got to show why that rule is important. What is it doing to keep them safe? Why is it the responsible thing to do? If you've got a partner and you're trying to convince them to go on a vacation that they may not be so psyched about, you've got to talk about the benefits. You've got to sell them on why this is something worth doing. So it's not just a business and a marketing and a sales conversation. Like, this prove-it mentality, we're up against that skepticism everywhere in our lives. We're up against that doubt of who can I trust, who can I believe in every part of our day-to-day experience. So if you want to get really meta, you can take it anywhere. But strictly sticking to marketing and B2B world, I think this is a marketing-led initiative, but I also think that this is integral to sales because, I mean, any sales professional will tell you that, you know, if you can't get them to trust you, they're not going to buy, they're not going to subscribe, they're not going to sign up, they're not going to download, whatever else, right? So anyone who's working toward a conversion of any kind, you are integral to this conversation around Prove It. The content we create as marketers, the foundation we set feeds right into that sales conversation, that relationship building that we see on the sales side.
I love that so much. I love too that you tied it to conversion. And by the way, let me go ahead and just take all doubt from anybody that's listening to this. Your marketing team impacts conversion. Your sales team impacts conversion. Your service team impacts conversion. This is an org-wide initiative that people should be paying attention. So let's get into the nitty gritty, the really, really good stuff, the yummy, like center of the sandwich for a minute. And Melanie, what are two or three tips to creating trust building content that you can share with the audience or want to share with the audience?
Yeah. So if you're all in and you want to do this, like the book has all the information, much more that we could get to right now, but I'll give you sort of three things you can focus on, at least for the time being. My recommendation is when you're looking to create proof, you're looking to create evidence of these claims that you're making, there's three types that work super well. So corroborate the claims that you're making. So that means relying on other people's opinions. So that's the quotes, the testimonials, the case studies, the expert opinions, right? Bring in other voices to agree with what you're saying. The second type is demonstrate. So look for ways, again, to show it, like in the infomercial, show them instead of just telling them. How can you let them see it with their own eyes? Give them the full product walkthrough, the tutorial, the behind the scenes, the in-depth case study. So corroborate, demonstrate, and then educate. I think that's a really forgotten one, is that a lot of times our audience can't believe our claims because they don't understand them. We spend so much time in our area. We understand the jargon and the acronyms and why these things are important. But especially if your buyer is not your end user, then there's almost certainly an education gap that you need to fill to help them understand those claims and make the most informed decision. So corroborate with other people's opinions, demonstrate by showing the truth behind your claims, and then educate to make sure that they understand what they need to trust you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had your notepad, pencil, spray paint, chalk, whatever you need to write that down ready. If not, it's the rewind point. Hit the rewind, write those three things down, because if you start to implement those, along with whatever else is in the book, by the way, but even those three things, you're going to start building better content that garnishes more trust because you're just fundamentally changing the actions that you're taking as you're doing this. So I love that you said at the beginning of that, okay, you're all in. Listen, when somebody's all in, Melanie, usually they're like a full sprint. Like they're after it. They're passionate. They're getting it. So sometimes we run a little fast. We actually hit the hurdle. We don't jump over it. If we're driving too fast, we hit the pothole. We can't actually swerve around it. So what are some of the hurdles or potholes that you've seen marketers face along the way that you would be like, hey, this might be where you want to slow down, or this might be where you want to watch out, or kind of pay attention to this thing? Like what hurdle or pothole would you want to warn them of?
Yeah. So there's two, I think, that are major. The one is looking at that list of things we talked about, corroborating, demonstrating, educating, and thinking, well, we've got that covered. We're already doing that. And not really looking at it with a critical eye to see, is it doing a good job of backing up those claims? Are we making it easily available? So kind of just writing it off as like, yeah, we've got that covered is probably the first one. And the second one is to kind of have that short-term excitement, like think of it like a sprint and not a marathon, keeping with your metaphor there. Again, this is not something that you need to blow up your whole strategy and do differently. You know, this is not something you need to go all in on and burn out really quick. This is a mindset to adopt and slowly start to work in through time. It's going to take time, but you want to shift that mindset. So don't think of it as like everything we need to do for the next month is just evidence of everything. Like, no, you want to think about, again, I like the sprinkle analogy. We're seasoning our strategy with proof, right? We're just sprinkling it throughout a lot of the stuff we're doing to try to bring that proof more to the surface.
So good. So good. So we've helped them swerve the pothole, jump the hurdles. What is Prove It in your mind, so that everybody can unpack this for themselves? Yeah. What does Prove It success look like in content, in business, in growth? And really what I'm trying to get to with this answer is, what is the positive impact that happens when you have this prove it success kind of engine running?
So anecdotally, and looking at, like, you know, the clients that I've worked with when we've built out this kind of stuff, it looks like a couple of things. And obviously the specifics will depend on your particular industry and your particular, like, sales flow, but it looks like fewer objections. It sometimes looks like fewer, you know, not showing up to your call, not responding to your follow-ups, because again, we're addressing those objections. We're addressing the doubts. We're filling the gaps in the knowledge, right? It looks like a better sell-through rate when you're able to have these conversations where you're bringing the proof in. You're not leaving as many doubts in their mind. And sometimes it looks like even broader things. So we might see, like, greater followership, you know, greater subscribers, greater web traffic, because again, if you're giving folks the answer behind the question, then there's less opportunity for them to say, I don't know, this looks like it's exaggeration, I'm out of here, right? This looks like they're just saying that, I don't believe it, I'm going to go do something else. So we start to see that kind of deeper engagement, which, you know, that has the follow-on effects. If folks are staying longer, they're converting more, you start to see sort of the trailing effects in terms of loyalty, average customer lifetime value, you know, all those things kind of follow suit. The real thing we're trying to do is not give them a chance to break up with us before we've really solidified the relationship.
So good. I love it so much. And Marketing Smarts listeners, I'd be remiss if I didn't give you a couple action items after this episode before I ask the final question that I always love to ask. One, you should probably check out the other episode where Melanie seasoned the episode with some dope content strategies and ideas. You should also check out the book Prove It and see what else you can learn to get closer to this trust-building content strategy moving forward. And don't forget to check out the Andy Crestodina episode on collaborative content. Now, with that out of the way, Melanie, one of my favorite questions, I always love to see how people answer this, is what are some words of wisdom that you would like to share with the Marketing Smarts audience around this topic or just life in general?
You know, I wish I could remember my genius words of wisdom from last time, so I hope I'm not repeating them. I think that the biggest thing here is to trust your gut. I think that in content, in particular in marketing, we do a lot of measuring, we talk about metrics, but there's something to be said for the instinct that you feel, like, deep in your bones, deep in your gut, when you know something isn't up to snuff, or, you know, it's not cutting it, or it's just not sitting right with you from an ethical standpoint. Like, trust your gut. Your gut knows, you know? So listen to your gut, because I think if we follow our gut, I think we'll all end up with slightly better marketing.
So, Marketing Smarts listeners, did you take lots of notes? I have to ask, what is your hashtag one thing, your number one execution opportunity after this podcast? Make sure you reach out and let us know in my inbox or on Twitter using the hashtag MPB2B. Also, I have to ask, are you a free member of the Marketing Profs community yet? If not, head over to mprofs.com/MP today. You won't regret the additional B2B marketing education you'll be adding to your life. Hey, listeners, we'd like it if you could leave us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. But we'd love it if you'd share this episode with a coworker or friend. Until we meet in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast, where we talk with Christoph Trapp about how B2B marketers can know if they've chosen the right career. And is marketing even a good career? Well, I hope you do just a couple of things. One, reach out and let us know what conversation you'd like to listen in on next. Two, focus on getting 1% better at your craft each and every day. And finally, remember to be a happy, helpful, humble B2B marketing human. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast.